I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Welcome to Yoga Girl Daily. Happy Monday and welcome to our intention setting practice of this week. I am so excited for our intention this week. I'm really, really ready to set a light and joyful intention for this week. We know this year has brought with it everything but, I think, ease and joy. And, you know, we're all kind of struggling to really feel good in our day-to-day lives. So much going on all around us. And I have realized lately how absolutely imperative it is that I anchor into something that makes me happy every single day. I think before, you know, other years, before 2020, we could kind of take happiness and joy and play and fun and pleasure. You know, we could take it as it came, sort of like we would have good days and that's fun and then do something fun on the weekend and then that's good. I think for 2020, we have to get really serious about our happiness, to not have everything weigh us down, to not feel like the world is looking really bleak, to not turn on the news and feel hopeless yet again, but to actually make sure that we infuse some sort of happiness into our day every single day. We can't just sit around and wait for happiness to come our way. We have to actually put ourselves in the way of it. When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. So this week, here's our intention. This week, I will be relentless in the pursuit of my happiness. This week, I will be relentless in the pursuit of my happiness. Meaning, you're going to get out there into the world and be serious about your joy. What is something you can make sure that you do every single day that makes you genuinely happy this week? Doesn't have to be, you know, this crazy, mind-blowing type of thing, but what is something in your day-to-day that you know actually brings you a genuine sense of joy? For me, what I'm deciding this week is I'm going to have absolute undisturbed playtime with my daughter every afternoon this week, where I give ourselves a really long stretch of completely undisturbed time and I let her lead the way. Oftentimes when we get creative and we do things around the house, I sort of decide what we're going to do, or we do our arts and crafts, or we go to the playground, or we do something. But what I've realized is when she gets to take the lead and she gets to decide exactly what she wants to do, and I just kind of tag along, that's when we have the most fun. It's almost like she lends this childlike, innocent, super joyful. I mean, she's joyful and happy all the time. She doesn't need a reason to be happy. She's just happy. It's like she lends that spirit to me if I let her take the lead. So that's how I will put this intention into action this week. And I want you to do the same in a way that really makes sense for you. So it could be that person that you feel so great spending time with. It could be doing something that makes you laugh a lot, you know, something that really makes you happy. I've been dancing in the mornings. Like normally I'll roll up my mat and practice yoga. That's the first thing I do. These past couple of days, I've turned on really great music and just had a wild, crazy dance at 5 a.m. That's just, it makes me really happy. So the things that make us happy, they don't have to make sense. You know, doesn't have to be cool or trendy or pretty, or doesn't have to be something that you actually have to explain or even talk about with other people, right? It's just anchoring into what makes you happy. And then you go do that thing, and you do that thing every day this week. More of the things that bring you joy, knowing that when you have those moments in your day-to-day, everything else is going to feel lighter. You're going to be able to be of greater service to the world. You're going to feel more energized in your day-to-day. And most likely, the world isn't going to feel as hopeless. You know, the more time I spend dancing and spending totally present, undisturbed time with my 3-year-old, the more hopeful I feel about our future. So it doesn't mean that we're sticking our heads in the sand this week or pretending like bad things don't happen. We are all very aware of the state of the world. This week, we just make that commitment to infuse more joy into our day so that we can manage it all, right? You deserve to be truly, truly happy. Happiness is your birthright. So let's get out there this week and make that happen. Wishing you the happiest, the most joyful, playful, pleasurable week ahead. I hope you have a fantastic rest of this day. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll be back tomorrow.